And on the other end of the phone line is Johnny Logan College President, Dr. Ron House. Good morning, Dr. House. How are you?
Good morning, Robert. I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. Hey, first, I want to go back 2 or 3 weeks, I guess. That electrical fire caused 2 employees to be caught in an elevator and then taken to the hospital. And then the firefighters taken to the hospital as well. The campus shut down for a few days for cleanup. The school did put out a statement, but is there anything more you can tell us, more details maybe on the cause?
Well, I can certainly tell you the cause. And the cause, we have a transformer, a huge transformer, that most of the power to this whole college comes in on that transformer. And there was a short that developed in that transformer and arced out and created a small fire. Now we refer to it as the fire, but the fire was really very small and put out with a fire extinguisher actually before the fire department even got here. But the fumes and the film that was developed as a result of insulation on wires being hot and all of that kind of thing left a film on a good portion of our main building. As a matter of fact, even to this day, we have closed off 175,000 square feet of our building because of that film and the smoke. Most of the smoke has been removed, but that film is now what's being worked on. And so that's the gist of it. The 2 people that were in the elevator, when the power went off, it was not a malfunction of the elevator, but when the power went off and the fire alarm went off, the elevator automatically shuts down. And so they were in that elevator for several minutes. I'm not sure how long. And the problem was not the fire. The problem was the smoke inhalation. Happy to report that they're home and doing better. One of them spent a couple days in the hospital. The other one spent about a week in the hospital. But I think they're recovering slowly, and we're very pleased about that. And so now the cleanup has begun, and it will take actually several weeks before all of the cleaning can be done in that 175,000 square feet. And so we will open it up gradually as it gets cleaned up, but it will be several weeks before it will be totally cleaned up and reopened.
Sounds like you got a job on your hands. Do you have any estimates on the cost of that cleanup?
Have no idea about the cost. I'm happy to report that we have great insurance and working with our insurance company, and outside of the deductible like everybody has, we're pretty sure the insurance will cover the total cost. It will be substantial.
Now, John A. is screening anyone who enters the campus for COVID-19. How's that process going? Smoothly, I hope. Go ahead.
It is going very well. We are very pleased at that. We are required as by the state in the reopening of a community college campus to do some kind of screening. And we tussled with that internally on what we should do and should we do it at the doors of the buildings and all of that. And finally, we just concluded that the best thing to do, because of the way our roads work through campus, is just to set up a tent and have everybody drive through it, get a temperature check, you're asked 3 or 4 questions, and you move on through. And it's gone very well. It has created a sense of security in most of us in that we know that people that come on campus have at least passed the initial screening test. Now, that doesn't mean somebody doesn't have the virus and not running any fever and that sort of thing, but it gives everybody a sense of security knowing that everybody went through that test. It's going well.
Good. Do you have any estimates on enrollment numbers or credit hours yet for this year? I think credit hours are really what you look at.
I can give you an estimate. I don't have the final numbers. We're probably going to be down about 10% in headcount. We're not going to be down quite that much in credit hours. And so that's not where we wanted to be. But given where we were back a month and a half ago, we were looking at numbers that were about 30% down. And so we've done a lot of work and got a lot of people to come to campus in that period of time. And by comparison, don't have all the statewide numbers, but by comparison, there are There are colleges in the state that are down nearly 30% this semester. So down 10% doesn't sound too bad when you put it in comparison with everybody else.
Now, last month, the official announcement was made by the state that John A. would get close to $4 million for the expansion of the West Lobby. How soon can we expect that construction to start? When do you expect it to finish? And what's it going to look like when it's done?
It's going to look beautiful when it's done. It's going to be modernized. It will really change dramatically the west entrance of our campus. It will be a good while before the project gets started. The state funds were released, which simply means that they are now available. Doesn't mean we have them. We have to come up with about $1.5 million on our own, which we're in the process of doing. And then architects will take over and all of that. So you're not going to see any change for a good long time, but it is in the works and it's been approved, and it will happen. Instead of talking about months, it might be a couple of years before things happen on that project.
That west entrance, is that the one with what I call the bell tower there?
It is. That's where the bell tower is. Okay. I can't describe it very well without some kind of diagram, but that's all going to be covered over and enclosed, and it will be a beautiful place.
And John A. was also awarded a $50,000 grant by the Illinois Community College Board to expand the dual credit program. How's that money going to be used?
That money is basically going to be used to hire an additional coordinator by our campus to work with area high schools. We have people here now that do that on a daily basis, but there's some work that simply is not getting done because we don't have the manpower to do it. And so that grant will probably be used almost in its entirety to offset the cost of a person that will help us coordinate.
How important is it to get prospective students early, like in high school, and tell them the college is not outside the grasp, to show them it's not that scary as they might think or undoable because of their financial situation?
Well, it's extremely important. There has been quite a bit of research done in that regard. It has been shown that if a high school student earns as much as 15 hours of college credit before they graduate from high school, that's certainly doable. Many, many of our students have way more than 15 hours. Then there's a good chance that person is going to go to college and finish college. And so that's a great indicator. And so as many people as we can get interested and get in two or three courses before they graduate from high school, the better chance we have of getting them. But in the bigger picture, the better chance they have of going somewhere and getting a college degree, and that's the whole goal of this. And so it's critically important. We view it critically important to involve those students early on. We have approximately 1,200 high school students in this district that are involved in dual credit in one fashion or another. We're happy about that.
I have a question off the text line all the way from Creel Springs. They say, will
Good.
John A. bring back the senior tuition discounts for continuing education?
Well, I suspect we will, but on the bigger picture, the community education, continuing education, if that's what this person is referring to, because of the virus, has fallen on hard times. Many of the things that we do in community education that won't stand up under the social distancing and the numbers and that sort of thing. Now, we still do have community education programs and courses, and they're underway now, as a matter of fact. And so the virus has hit particularly hard community education and that kind of thing. But senior discounts will probably come back in due course.
All right. It's being reported this morning that former SIU assistant coach John Clancy has been hired as Kyle Smith-Peters' assistant at John A.
That is true.
Okay. We're joined by John A. Logan Conch.
We're happy to have him he will be an asset to the program, and I think that's just indicative of the quality of our program and the quality of the people that are attracted to our program. And so, we're very happy to have him, and his contribution to our program will be immeasurable.
We're talking with John A. Logan College President Dr. Ron House. You announced your retirement earlier this year, effective December 31st. Are you counting down the days yet?
No, not the days, just the months. I'll get a little further down the road, then I'll start counting the days. But yes, that's all true. I got 4 months to go. It's been a great 5 years. When I first came here, I was supposed to be here 7 months. Wound up being here 5 years, and it's been a great 5 years for me. And a lot of things gone on at the college, but a lot of things have gone on at all the colleges, not just John A. Logan College, and so. I'm happy to have been here that long and looking forward to my last 4 months.
What advice would you give to whoever is selected to replace you?
Be prepared to roll your sleeves up and work about 7 days a week. And there are a lot of issues facing higher education. Logan falls right into that. The virus, we have that. We have declining enrollments nationwide, not just at John A. Logan. It's always a challenge to develop programs that attract more students and meaningful students. One of the things that we've learned in all of this virus thing is that the mode of operation in higher education has changed somewhat dramatically and probably changed for a long time. Things are being done over the phone, just like you and I are doing it over the phone this morning. All of these things, the Zoom meetings, the working remotely, makes us a little bit leaner and meaner. And so the whole dynamics and the mode of operation of colleges and universities have changed a great deal in the last less than a year, as a matter of fact. And that change is going to continue. So. It's always a challenge. I'm sure that the board will hire a great person to carry on a great tradition of John A. Logan College, and times have changed. Every president's faced with different issues and challenges, and the president that takes my place will be faced with challenges that I never even thought of. But anyway, we're looking forward to it, and the search is underway, and I'm sure we'll be complete by December 31st.
We've been talking to John A. Logan College President Dr. Ron House. What did we not hit on today that you want to make sure Southern Illinois hears?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. The main thing is we are very soon going to start registration for spring semester. I can assure everybody that the campus is as safe as we can possibly make it. By spring semester, aftermath of the fire will be gone. We have great programs, great faculty, great support, great board of trustees, and a modest price compared to a lot of places. And so I would encourage people, as you look for a place to go to school, to look at John A. Logan College. Our motto, as you know, why would you go anyplace else? And that's still true today. It's been true for many, many years. And so we ask you to come talk with us. We have many financial resources available, many of which don't ever give are never exhausted. And so we have scholarships, we have grants, we have various kinds of things. We have all the federal monies, the Pell Grants and MAP grants and that sort of thing. And so do not let finances be a deterrent for you coming to John A. Logan College. We'll work with you in any way and make you a volunteer.